It's just been, it's been interesting because the first song I heard obviously was the single Jules Verne, and it's just such a gorgeous song, and it's such gorgeous melodies and lyrics and things like that. But really, that seems to be, I think Jules Verne is a good choice because he was a big novelist and adventure, and that seems to be a really big theme in your music. Is that something that you wanted to share that experience with people?
Oh, I think I'm always trying to share that experience somehow. My relationship with Jules was an interesting one because it was just, there was an old pressing of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea that was around my house when I was a kid, and I just remember it was the first book I ever, it's like the first memory I have of a book. So it was kind of like a head nod to that. I'm like, you know, I read quite a bit, but I haven't spent too much time with Jules, not nearly as much as some other guys, but yeah, it's crazy that all worked out.
To a certain extent, reading seems to be a big part of your life. Your mother was a teacher in academics, and that's something that I kind of looked up some things about you. And that was one of the things that always kept coming up was your parents and how important, you know, it seems like that's a little bit important because your mother was on the academic side, but your father was the mechanic, kind of a little bit of an adventurer. I mean, how did that dynamic work out in your early life?
Yeah, it didn't work out, but it worked out great for me as a kid. You know, the time I spent with both them isolated was really wonderful. Two wildly different people, two wonderful people. And, my mom kind of afforded me like a good steady diet of proper literature. And then my old man gave me a place to take it. So I think it was like a good little equation there.
Almost like two sides of a coin. You know, you get a little bit of, you get the academic and the very, you know, intellectual side from your mother, and then your father would come in and, you know, that adventure.
Put
that,
the ground beneath you. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
Sky line turns on.
I think there's a lot of this album that I've listened to. Let It Be Just for Fun is a really, really cool down-tempo track that you have. And it was interesting reading about how not only you did the song itself, but also the video. It only took a couple of takes for both of those, right?
Yeah, a couple of these. Well, I think there's only maybe one song on Youngblood that isn't the first cut, the first demo. We made the record really fast and kind of by accident. I made it with Tony Berg and a handful of really amazing players. But Let It Be Just for Fun, after I was writing a whole bunch for this album, and just in general, I kind of seemed to write relentlessly. And that song kind of came out in one fell swoop, and we recorded it. And then the video, the same thing. It was, I think, the second take. And we were creating kind of the anti-video. It's a very stagnant shot, you know, like one shot sort of thing. It's kind of more of a rumination. But yeah, that one just worked out really seamlessly, which I know I'm always happy about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, for you as an artist, it's the fact that it's able to come out like that, where it's almost like the first time you do it, it's like, yeah, it sounds great, and you don't overthink it. I think that can be important, especially for you, because a lot of what you do seems to be through your lyrics as well.
Absolutely, yeah. That one, yeah, you're right. That anytime I can catch a break, because you'll sit with, you know, some of them for quite a while.
Lady. And Jules Verne was kind of similar in the sense that it wasn't really, you know, a lot of times you'll see music videos and they're trying to tell the story or they're trying to do this crazy thing. And it's pretty much you out in the desert and, you know, shots of you just kind of sitting there, chilling, hanging out, getting in the car. I mean, is that something that you're trying to go for on that one too? Just kind of make it more, kind of focus more on the music, but at least give it a little bit of a background texture visually?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I always want, at this juncture, I think I want the song to be the focal point. And when it comes to videos, you know, I'm just trying to create a little vignette, a little peek in, and any excuse I can get to go rip around in a, you know, old Porsche Speedster and ride a Bonneville around the desert ain't too bad.
Yeah, I was looking at that car. I'm like, what kind of? I'm not a huge car guy, but even I was kind of like, wow, that looks like a really nice car. I kind of want to drive that.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
How'd you get your hands on that?
A friend of mine. You know, it's just we always, you know, we'll hustle it out. We always find a way to get what we want. So it's just a friend of a friend of a friend, I guess.
and it sounds like that's kind of what you have a lot of friends who have really helped you in this journey in creating this record and really starting up your music career.
Absolutely. You know, I've been playing music for a little bit just, you know, before really bringing it out to the world. I was, you know, writing for a little while by myself. And I think any time you can kind of collaborate with people, maybe not even in the traditional sense, not necessarily writing, you know, taking halves and coming together with it, but just collaborate just in a creative sense and bounce things off people. I feel like everyone in my life right now is a good creative filter in a way. So a lot of the people I'm working with right now, we all have a very similar, you know, lane that we kind of sit in. So it's not bad.
Saying his last words, he's saying them backwards. Calling some girl, and there's a girl in the road saying nothing to her husband. He'll soon
Thank you.
rocks gonna make when they use it? Yeah, they'll use it. So bad.
And who are the folks that joined you on stage today? Everybody came together really well there.
Yeah, the band is one of the most important things, and it's been a long time figuring it out, but we're in a good spot now. I play with a handful of different people, but today was Daniel Ryan, who played upright bass and electric bass. He played on the whole record too, and then Philip Cronengold on guitar, lead guitar and keys, and he played on the cover of Fade Into You that I did, and he also played on You'll Be Had on the record. And Paul Doyle didn't play on any of the record, but I played with him quite a bit around town. He's just a good friend of mine. There's a, you know, kind of a rotating door, but not really. It's a kind of little ecosystem, and when people are around and feel like getting on stage and hammering it out, you know, we kind of come together and do the thing. So.
And it sounds like, again, it goes back to that, you know, all your friends coming together, whether it's, you know, getting you to record this cover, getting you the really cool car for your video, coming together and really helping you create this gorgeous album. It's called Youngblood. The songs you're hearing were performed live at the Village at Westfield in Topanga. A little chilly, so I thank you for coming out and dealing with the weather a little bit. But you'll look back on this, it's like, I remember that day. I remember it was a little cool out there, but it was a good time.
No, it was all wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.